AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Vice President Joe Biden plans to return to Capitol Hill today to pitch Senate Foreign Relations Committee Democrats on the nuclear agreement with Iran. Biden yesterday met privately with House Democrats, while the president met lawmakers opposed to the deal with a challenge.
Number one, to read the agreement before they comment on it. Number two, to explain specifically where it is that they think this agreement does not prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Obama says he welcomes robust debate on the deal. A Maine hospital where 91-year-old former President George H.W. Bush is being treated for a broken bone in his neck says it's too early to say when he'll be released. The oldest living former president fell at his summer home yesterday. A Bush spokesman says he's doing fine. The medical center says he's in a neck brace. If you hadn't already assumed, new documents handed over to federal regulators show Donald Trump is the wealthiest man to ever run for president. Trump's personal fortune is more than $10 billion, and AP correspondent Jeff Horwitz reports that means he can afford to stay in the Republican race or even run as a third-party candidate.
He is number one in the field at the moment, according to some polls. And he also, if he were to run a third-party campaign, would be potentially a very big spoiler.
Trump has mostly been relying on his own wealth to fund his White House bid. He's already lent his own campaign about $2 million. It's back to work this morning for jurors in the trial of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes. It'll be the jury's second day of deliberations. Yesterday, jurors asked the judge several questions and requested a whiteboard. They're trying to decide whether Holmes was legally insane when he opened fire on a crowd at a movie premiere. This is AP Radio News. Rescue teams in Kentucky are continuing their search across muddy Appalachian terrain, looking for people still missing after floods this week.
There is still an active search and rescue effort ongoing. Our estimates are there are 100 to 150 homes that have been impacted.
That's the Kentucky Lieutenant Governor. Five people still unaccounted for. Three have died so far. Caitlyn Jenner was honored at the ESPYs last night with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. The 65-year-old former Olympian told the crowd her gender transition has been harder than anything she can imagine. She says she knows, though, transgender issues are sometimes hard for people to accept.
While it may not be easy to get past the things you always don't understand, I want to prove that it is absolutely possible if we only do it together.
She received a standing ovation after her 10-minute speech. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.